The Missing Commandment, Love Yourself. Written and narrated by Jerry and Denise Basil. Copyright 2013 by J&D Publications. Production copyright 2015 by J&D Publications.
Introduction.
This book is about the heart, your heart and ours. From the very beginning of our ministry, God made it clear that the heart was to be central in everything we did. As I went through an intense 2-year period of emotional healing many years ago, I became aware that there were many things about the heart, my heart and God's heart, that I didn't understand. During this period, I became very aware of how my heart had been affected by childhood wounding, and I came to understand that God had a plan to restore and heal my heart. Denise and I were university professors at the time, and God began to share that the healing of my heart would also involve a significant change in my personal calling and destiny. Walking into a church service one Sunday, I could see and feel the emotional condition of those around me. Although the majority of the people looked fine and together on the outside, I sensed that many were really hurting on the inside. They were each wearing masks that covered their true conditions, and I began to feel how much pain Father God felt over the broken hearts of his children. As time went on, God made it clear to Denise and me that we were to leave our roles as university professors and administrators and follow his path to be agents of his healing to others. Throughout the scriptures, when God placed his name on something, it was always important. Prior to starting our ministry in 1995, we had no specific ministry name in mind. Then God gave me the name, The Father's Heart, and I knew it was from him. Through the years, we have returned over and over to a fundamental truth. The Father is passionately pursuing each one of our hearts, and he will do whatever is necessary to recover, heal, and restore those places in our hearts that have been wounded.
During the first few years of this ministry, I had a dream, and in it God showed me his heart. It was unbelievably big, beyond anything I could imagine. It was clear in this dream that God's heart had many expressions, and whenever God turned his face just a little, I could see another aspect of his heart. It was also clear that I could spend a lifetime pursuing his heart and never come to the end of the revelatory process. It seemed as though God wanted me to know two things. His heart expresses itself in a multitude of ways, and the desires of his heart for his people are endless. From our experience working with hundreds of clients since 1995, we have seen that people's inability to love themselves has been the most significant hindrance in their ability to love God and others and to walk in freedom and wholeness. When we love ourselves, we experience greater peace and joy in life, and we become better able to fulfill the destiny that God places within us. This powerful truth and its implications for our lives are what have inspired us to write this book.
There is another important reason for writing, and that is to clarify that this crucial need, the ability to love ourselves, is biblical. Indeed, it is more than just biblical. It is an essential truth for Christians to know, experience, and live out. Not to do so creates emotional and spiritual conflict within us. Yet many in the Christian community operate out of misunderstanding and error regarding this topic. Although this is not a book on the theology of loving yourself, we hope to shed enough scriptural light on the subject that many who have previously rejected the notion of self-love will come to see it as essential for sound emotional and spiritual health. While this book can benefit someone who has not yet entrusted his or her heart into the care of Jesus Christ, our primary audience is those who have. In other words, we are addressing Christians, people who believe in the good news of Jesus Christ, who are unable to love themselves, and who may not even know it. Throughout this book, we will often refer to the terms true
Sample complete. Ready to continue?